It's Morning Edition. I'm Carrie Nolan. And this weekend, a New Yorker took center stage in the presidential campaign in Iowa.
Let's give her a big Iowa welcome! Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez!
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez returned to Iowa to stump for Senator Bernie Sanders, with just about a week to go before that state holds the nation's first presidential nominating contest. And Gothamist Christopher Robbins was there. He joins us now. Good morning, Christopher.
Morning, Carrie.
There are four senators running for the Democratic nomination: Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Michael Bennett, and Amy Klobuchar. They have to spend 6 days a week in Washington for the impeachment hearings. So with so much at stake in Iowa, how can they be in two places at once?
Yeah, so, you know, their campaigns have to ask, you know, bold-faced names to go out and shake hands and take selfies for them. And that puts them at a disadvantage compared to candidates like Biden and Buttigieg, who don't have to do that. So, you know, Amy Klobuchar had the 2018 men's gold medal winning curling coach there. Elizabeth Warren had the Castro brothers campaigning for her. But Bernie Sanders has Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she's just on another plane. She's less of a surrogate and more of a peer.
The clip we heard at the top makes it sound as if she's pretty popular out there. Was that typical of the response she got?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they loved her. Just to give you a sense, here she is in Ames, home of Iowa State University. She just finished giving her speech. She's introducing Senator Sanders, and he's somewhere off in the wing, so she has to kill a little time and just listen.
Thank you.
So, you know, Bernie's people used AOC basically as a living embodiment of someone who can fight the establishment and win. And, you know, that dispels a lot of skepticism for people who think that Sanders' agenda is too ambitious, or that people wouldn't elect someone who believes in the things he believes in: Medicare for all, eliminating student debt, ending wars. So here's one fan I met in Marshalltown, Iowa. It's Jules Bacon from Grinnell.
I think she speaks to issues in a way that makes a lot of sense to me. So I just trust her analysis. I like her a lot. I wish she was the president.
So what about the other people that you ran into outside of the rallies? Was she in any way a liability for Sanders?
I did meet some people who were skeptical of her and skeptical of Sanders. Here's Steve Kerrigan. He's from Waterloo, Iowa. I met him when he was talking with his friends in a diner in Marshalltown. I overheard them talking politics, so I walked over.
Very strong belief, very strong ideology, fun to watch. I worry about celebrities a little bit, and she feels like a celebrity to me. Very ideological, but again, when you look at governance, I'm not sure how much has been accomplished.
So the fact that, you know, Steve is someone who supported Senator Sanders in 2016, and the fact that he is now sort of hesitant to support, you know, someone who is advocating for this sort of radical change. You know, Steve and his friends were talking about how they wanted someone less extreme, someone who could bring the country together. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even if you go to these Sanders rallies, you know, everyone says Sanders might be their first choice, but they still have second and third choices. Lots of people are still making up their minds.
Well, it sounds from what you said earlier that she might have even upstaged Bernie at points, did she?
I wouldn't say upstage more than she really plays a unique role in setting up what Senator Sanders is pitching, right? So while Senator Sanders might say, here's all the things that I'm going to do and we're going to do it together, AOC talks about what the groundwork that needs to be laid to get those things done. She talked about the politics of thinking about your neighbor or doing something for someone you don't know. And really broad messages. You know, in one of her speeches, she didn't even mention Senator Sanders once by name. So she's speaking broadly about what has to change and what needs to be done to create what she calls fundamental change in the United States of America.
That's Christopher Robbins, editor at Gothamist. He'll be speaking more about his trip to Iowa on the Brian Lehrer Show this morning. And you can check out his article later today on Gothamist.com. Thanks, Christopher.
Thank you so much.